Welcome to The Restoration of Samantha Jones, a non-linear memoir audio experience. Part audiobook, part podcast, all spiritual medicine. First, Samantha takes us through her life chapter by chapter with vulnerability, honesty, and gorgeous storytelling. From her childhood to today and everything in between, Samantha talks about the challenges we all face and uses her own journey of healing to light the darkness we all walk on. Samantha invites you to see yourself in her stories, and she invites you to feel inspired and explore your life out of the box and walk the walk with her, wildly embracing the freedom and life you deserve. This is The Restoration of Samantha Jones.
So, what is the buffet principle and where did it come from? Oh, I love telling this story. I found this source of wisdom and light in the dark dankness of my burned and smoked damaged life, uncovered by accident, like a kick of dirt unearthing a jewel. I was about 4 months into my journey and barely keeping it together. I was surviving by simply taking the next right step on the worn path created by persistence. I was living minute to minute, suffering greatly, releasing constantly, wildly. I'm totally clueless that it would all add up to everything I am and everything I was born to be. I didn't recognize this as faith. I didn't know I was capable of it. I was sitting in a meeting in Santa Monica, hair in a bun, biting my manicured nails, and daydreaming before the awkwardness starts. I felt unsure every minute since giving up my blurry veil of protection. I had recently started my 12 steps after weeks of procrastinating, and I was frustratingly hitched up on the second step already, and I was deeply concerned. I had barely begun, and already I want to throw in the towel. The warm light of hope and my desire for love pushes me to keep going, though, to keep seeking. The second and third steps combined are causing me great worry, and I think I just cannot move forward because I don't understand. Step one was kind of easy to agree to. Yes, I am powerless in my life and completely unable to manage it. I hadn't always been, I pointed out, but I was at this moment, and I had been for a while, she pointed out. This I could agree to. I went into each stage of my awakening, my total restoration, clinging to my all-knowing ego, scraping and falling down the walls of the hole I was in, like a screaming cat trying to climb out of a well filled with water. Step two states, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And step three says, made a decision to turn our will and lives over to the care of God as we understood him. As we understood him. I had to pause on both of these. I had just tasted truth and authenticity, and I wasn't going back to a life of lies ever for any reason. It was a long and uncomfortable few days while I tried to understand how to feel connected to a source that had always eluded me. I didn't believe in, and I could not think my way out of this one. I was in agony fighting between doing it right and doing it authentically. I'd always strive to be a good girl, do it as instructed to a T, finish first, and here I simply could not. Although I had a few spiritual moments in my life, I really didn't believe in a supreme, all-knowing man God as we understood him, and I am panicked over it. I want what these women have. Joy, laughter, ease, confidence, purpose. And I'm afraid because of my fruitless, traumatizing search for God in every corner of my youth and not finding it anywhere, that I'll once again be kept out of the inner circle. I'm afraid I'll be excluded, looked down upon, or abandoned again. I fear I will not get well, and I'm scared that all of my efforts, which felt extreme, would go to waste. It's then explained to me that the language is meant to be interpreted to your best understanding as you are today. It ruminates. as we understood him, as we understood him, as we understood him. She says, Samantha, you can accept this step by using nature or the universe or anything that you can believe in. I think, well, I can believe in the power of sunsets. Maybe there's hope for me. I'm also told that I can just skip that step completely for now and come back to it later. Taking the most important parts of what I'm doing here in my life, which at this time, stop using, go to meetings, call my sponsor, and leaving aside what doesn't work for me right now. Pick up what works, leave behind what doesn't. Interesting. I can always come back. I have choices. I have freedom. I don't have to do anything exactly the way anyone else has. As I understand him. As I sat thinking and biting, the way I have since I was a little girl, a flash of clarity swiped the soot from my third eye, and I was able to back up and see a bigger picture of the world in a profound flash. I had a vision of myself going through a buffet line, cafeteria style, with my plate on a tray, silver rails underneath, and interestingly, I could not see the end. There was no end. I watched myself look at the food in the big steam table sections, and I watched me sliding myself right past an entire section. I skipped the first section and went to the colorful array of dishes that I saw next. I went to what drew me in. I also remember thinking, don't say anything bad about this section. You might not want it, but someone else does. This buffet is for everyone. Within seconds, I'm realizing that life is a buffet of choices, and we get to choose what we want or don't want as easily as sliding past it or scooping it onto our plates. And then, after we have all gone through the buffet of choices, the buffet of life, we sit down together at the beautiful table of life. We connect with each other after we choose what's on our plate, after we nourish ourselves. You might look at my plate and say, oh, yum, what is that? And then I might tell you about the new meditation I just found, or how much I enjoyed tasting the Akashic Records, or a story that I liked listening to. And I might offer to let you have a bite, to let you taste my latest favorite dish. But what we don't do is say, oh, what is that on your plate? For this is unnecessary and unkind and a waste of good energy. We mind our own plates with the reverence and focus we each personally deserve, and we always share when asked. There is enough love for everyone. The buffet of life is abundant, and it will never be closed, and it will never be empty, and it will never be empty of what you need. You are in charge solely of what you consume, and the beautiful part is that you only have to decide your own plate. If we all looked inward, only focusing on our personal buffet choices, mindfully choosing the best nourishments for our unique selves, we'd collectively take our power back and save the world one person at a time. One plate, one soul, one restored human at a time saves the world. The buffet principle applies for each experience you have on Earth. And for a second example, I'll use yoga. I love the principles of yoga that I learned at yoga teacher training, but I don't love the sitar music that my teacher and the rest of the room is passionate over. As I go through the yoga buffet daily, I don't put that dish on my plate, and I say nothing about their choice to do so. I pick up the breath, I eat it. I pick up the movement, I eat it. I pick up the intimate connection to self, and I definitely pick up the savasana at the end, because yay, a nap. And I devour them all. But I don't put the music on my plate, even though almost everyone I know has. And then we are all dining from the yoga buffet, but our plates do not look the same. You see? My plate looks like my plate. Your plate looks like your plate. And in addition, our plates do not look the same at any point in time. Sometimes we get into routines and rituals that we enjoy, so we choose the same dishes over and over again because that's what nourishes our body. But we don't have to. but we can't. Because everything is available every day, choices and routine. You see? I have a buffet of recipes to choose from daily. I have a buffet of experiences, and I have a buffet of principles. I pick up what works, I leave what doesn't, I don't talk shit about your plate, and I mind my own kitchen with relentless dedication and palpable passion. This is the buffet principle. What's on your plate?